Continuing our way toward tip-off, we sit down with Peters Township head coach Burke Kendall. Coach, you're in your first year at Peters Township. In a rebuilding year, how do you feel things have gone for you so far in year one?
You know, we started the season with a goal, and that was to compete. And we accomplished that goal. We've been in every game. I think only twice have we been beaten by more than 18 points, and every other game we've been right there. So our initial goals just to compete have been met. Going into next season, obviously, we want to do more than that. But all in all, it's been we've met our goals, and we feel good about things.
Now, you spent the previous nine seasons as an assistant at Bethel Park, a very successful rival team in this section. You know, what do you see, what did you see in Peters Township that made you want to take the job here?
Well, the communities are close in proximity, and the girls, you know, I've told the girls before that, you know, the basketball fairies didn't fly over Bethel Park and sprinkle some kind of magical basketball dust on them. You know, and they're a very good team, and they're a very well-coached team. But, you know, it's really just a matter of working with the girls. I moved to Peters Township about 4 years ago. And so, you know, there's an opportunity here to help the girls in my community, and I wanted to do that. And so we're just trying to bring a lot of the things that Jonna Burke has done over at Bethel Park to Peters Township.
Now, have you adopted anything in your system here that you brought with you from Bethel Park at all?
Some of the defensive philosophies, which are just good, solid defensive philosophies, and obviously rebounding, we have a different offensive set than they use. We probably run a little bit more than they do. At Bethel, they tend to want to slow it down and set it up and work the offense a little more. But, you know, like I said, they're such a well-coached team with Jonna Burke that you can't go wrong teaching her defensive philosophies.
Now, making strides this season, January 5th, Peters Township ended a 20-game section losing streak with an exciting upset win over Baldwin, 61-57. What did that win mean to the girls on this team, and how indicative was that victory as to how far this team's come?
Yeah, it was big. You know, they were extremely excited. I had to tell them right there at the end, we had a timeout, and I told them, all right, this was a section win, something we haven't done in a long time, but it was not a WPIL championship, so I don't want everybody tackling each other and rolling all over the floor here. We had to actually coach them on how to act when you win a section game, which is you meant to win, we expected to win. But they were thrilled to death, and it was a big deal for them, and you know what we think, there'll be a lot more of those to come here in the very near future.
A young team with no juniors or seniors. We were talking a little bit about that before we hit the air. Now, the team has been built around talented sophomore Madison Kerr, who averages 20 points per game. How talented of a scorer is she, and how hard did she work in the offseason to improve her game?
She worked really hard. You know, we talked this summer what we wanted to do. We put a shooting program in place. And she is such a special player that she works as hard, if not harder, than everybody on the team. And, you know, we've put a lot on her. We've asked her to be the team leader as a sophomore. You know, most schools have the opportunity to put a senior in a leadership role, and she's had to do that, you know, as a 10th grader. But she's come through in shining colors, and we're really proud of her leadership. And we look, you know, the good news for us is we've got her for two more years.
Along with Kerr, who are some of the others that you're looking for big things from in the future?
Yeah, our post player, Cameron Morgan, sophomore, has really come along. She's had, I think, six or seven double-doubles this season and is really coming into her own. And guard, Alyssa Konopka, has had over 20 points a couple of times against good teams, against St. Clair and against Mount Lebanon. And she's just got a knack for taking the ball to the hoop, and it's kind of a natural score. So it's a matter of, for her, just learning to take the game as it comes, not to force it too much. And our point guard, you know, you put a freshman at point guard, at Ali Zuccherini, and she's learning to distribute the ball and hold down her turnovers. But that core group has really done well, and we're proud of them.
In tonight's game, Peters Township hosts Canon McMillan. Knowing that the Big Macs need a win tonight to get into the playoffs, how much additional motivation does that give your team to try and throw a wrench into the Big Macs' plans?
Yeah, oh, believe me, it's a lot of motivation. We've said this week that we didn't make the playoffs, but it's a playoff game. I mean, Canon Mac's looking at this as a playoff game. They can't be in the playoffs without a victory. So it's our chance to go out there and play just as if it were a playoff game and said, we expect to be in the playoffs next year, so let's play like it this year and understand, you know, one and done. Let's go out there and get it done.
It's Peters Township head coach Burke Kendall. Thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight, and looking forward to what the years have to come in the future.
Well, thanks. We look forward to a good, strong finish to this season and then a great season next year.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the MSA Sports and Quad A Conference Girls Basketball Game of the Week.